I should let it play until the great trombone line in that song. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us. We're using just as a point of departure this Utah case where a stepmother is being prosecuted for being topless, working in the garage, and her stepkid seeing her and telling their birth mother, the birth mother reporting the stepmother for being nude in front of the kids, or partially nude. And so the stepmom's being prosecuted for lewdness. Now, I don't want to get into the details of that case because, as always, there are further individualized complexities. But the point is, do you think it's okay for family members to be naked in front of each other? There are some families I know who are very free about that. And it's not even that they're necessarily dedicated naturists, I guess is the expression, but just they're not fussy about being unclothed in front of each other. Maybe it's the same gender, mother and daughters or father and sons. In other households, perhaps everybody covers up all the time. So I'd like to know, what did you grow up with? And if it wasn't a good fit for you, were you heard by your parents? Did they change because of something you said? Or is it something you just endured? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Anna, in West Hollywood, how did you grow up with this? Were people covered up or was there nudity in your household?
Yeah, so my mom was often topless around me growing up. It was pretty normal, and I think she made me more aware and comfortable with my body because of it. And I've also always, it made me feel more comfortable, like in the women's locker room, like around my peers. And for me, I've always been like seeing women's bodies, especially women's tops, is not sexual or an issue at all.
So. Now, did that for you then, were you comfortable being at least partly unclothed at home, or did you typically cover up when you were a girl?
Oh, I was topless all the time. I was definitely kind of a tomboy, and it made me really comfortable. And I also wanted to bring up this topic is really important to me because about 4 years ago, I was arrested for being swimming topless in my complex pool in West Hollywood. And
in West Hollywood, of all places.
Yeah, and it was Pride weekend, which is crazy. But there was a whole, I was arrested for indecent exposure, which it's not indecent exposure for women's tops to be exposed.
Yeah.
The issue,
and I appreciate it, but I really don't want to get into that separate issue. We've actually done segments on women being topless in public, but I appreciate you sharing your experience. I really do want to focus on the family dynamics, particularly if it's cross-gender. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Lori, in West Los Angeles, what was your experience with this growing up?
Well, I grew up in West LA, and there were three of us, my parents and myself, and we just didn't wear clothes in the house unless we had company or it was cold. So I didn't even know about pajamas and stuff until I started sleeping over with friends. But the fun story I wanted to tell was on Christmas morning, my mother would always put on bagpipe music on the record player, and we would march around the house several times before we found our robes and sat down to open the presents.
All right. Well, every family has its traditions, right, Lori? So
exactly.
That's fun. Did you ever share with your friends when you were growing up that your family didn't wear clothes around the house? And if you did, what did they think of that?
It was normal to me, and I was always surprised at how bundled up everybody was. And so, yeah, I would talk to my friends all the time about it.
All right. Laura, I appreciate you sharing the experience. Danica in Baldwin Hills, appreciate your being with us. So, Danica, what was your experience growing up with this?
So my experience was that my mom was very free, so that transcended it to my parenting. And I nursed all four of my sons, and from then it just became natural. We took baths together. We to this day, they're in their early 20s, some in their late teens, and it's very normal for them to just walk in on me literally on the toilet when I'm getting ready to get into the shower and I'm topless and they're asking me questions about dinner or money or anything. It's just not a thing with my family with regard to the nudity, especially, I mean, you would think maybe with boys I would be a little more shy, but it wasn't. It's just my mom's breast. It's not a big deal.
Danica, did you grow up in a household like that?
So my mom was kind of a hippie from Long Island. So kind of, she had a lot of friends who were over a lot, and they would be nude and, you know, kind of hanging out and having fun. And so it wasn't a thing. I grew up with a book called Our Bodies, Ourselves.
Yeah, sure. It sold millions of copies.
Yeah, never saw it as a thing, you know, it didn't bother me. And we were just in Sicily last summer, and their mom's 50 years old jumping off of a boat topless, and it doesn't faze my boys at all. So,
yeah, Danica, did one of your sons ever express any negative feeling about your walking around uncovered in the house, or did all of them seem to accept this?
No one has ever said anything to me.
All right. Hey, Danica, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you in Baldwin Hills. Paul writes on the Air Talk Facebook page, a friend and I heard this being promoted about the Air Talk segment, and she immediately brought up her impression of my childhood as if I grew up in a nudist colony. Not the case in the least, but I can say there was no shame about being in the buff. When I felt I was too old for PJs and wanted to imitate my much older siblings who slept in the nude, not a big deal. If I had to dart from my bedroom to the bathroom in my birthday suit, this seems like a healthier way of dealing with something I don't understand as an issue versus my friend's fear of being exposed. 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Let's talk with Kevin in Burbank. Kevin, I understand your parents were immigrants from Poland, so what was your childhood experience like with being clothed or unclothed?
Well, my mother had 12 kids, and even though we're no French, I believe the entire country is now in France shocked about this case in Utah. We're Polish, and like I said, my mother had 12 kids, and seeing my mother dressing and undressing was just a regular thing. It was a magical connection with my mom that we all had, that we saw that woman and her body was where we came from. And it was a beautiful thing. And it just connected us a lot stronger than anything else.
Kevin, appreciate it. Thank you. Love hearing about also, you know, different cultural backgrounds. Nasima in Los Feliz said, I have an Iranian mother, and growing up, nudity was never in my house. Even when we went to the all-women section of a spa, she wouldn't get naked. That's Nasima in Los Feliz. So there, another experience. Again, don't know whether that's cultural from where Nasima's mother came from or not. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Home nudity, nudity in the family. What do you think? Is it something made you uncomfortable as a child or something that helped you be accepting of the body? We'll be back in 1 minute. Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're using as a very thin point of departure, if you will, but the Utah story of the stepmother who's being prosecuted for indecency. She was topless and her stepkids saw her. The stepkids told their birth mother about it, who reported the stepmom to authorities, and now the stepmom is being charged. And we're not talking about the specifics of, you know, women's versus men being topless and about, you know, prosecuting in that circumstance. But it is a great occasion to talk about how families are comfortable or not with nudity in the home. Roxanne in San Dimas says, growing up, my parents wanted my brother and me to never be ashamed of our bodies. So they regularly walked around naked after getting out of the shower or changing to go swimming. It really made an impact, Roxanne says, as my father is 350 pounds. 866-893-KPCC. Let's talk next with Patricia in Mar Vista. You're on Air Talk.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I was in Sweden many years ago, and we took a little boat, and it was a grandmother and her granddaughter and my best friend and her husband. And we went out in the fjords, and we got on the rocks and lay down the blanket, and the grandmother took her clothes off, and the granddaughter took her clothes off, and the son took his clothes off, and they all jumped in the water. And I was sitting there with my mouth aghast. And so my friend said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "She's a grandmother. She's nude." And she said, "And she's in front of her son." And she said, "Oh, Pat," she said, "that's how it is here in Sweden." She said, "Everybody, you know, they're not ashamed of their bodies, and nudity is a common thing."
Wow, Patricia, thanks. What a great experience. I can just see it. It's like in a Swedish film or something. Patricia, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Rob in Montrose, what's your family experience with being naked?
Hi, Larry. I grew up with a Methodist pastor for a father. And after 7 p.m., he was very comfortable being naked. And most often either in skivvies or pretty much walking around the house naked.
So like some people won't take an alcoholic drink until after 6. Your father, it like hit 7 o'clock and his clothes would come off. That's funny.
Absolutely. And my mother, my first mother, was very much evangelical and very much against that kind of thing. So he didn't start doing that until later in life. My second mother is very comfortable with it. And now I'm in a relationship where my wife is aghast at the thought that I would even walk from the bathroom to the bedroom naked in front of her, in front of our stepson.
Really? So is that something you talked about before your relationship got serious with your wife or your girlfriend?
Something I started to notice, and now I'm a little more careful, but I'm also very comfortable being naked, maybe because of my father.
All right, Rob, I appreciate it. A wonderful anecdote. 866-893-KPECC. Donna Marie in Claremont said, "I'm an adopted child. My parents were extremely shy, very covered up. I don't think I ever saw them naked," Donna Marie says. "And yet I'm very comfortable with it now, and so is my family." 866-893-5722. Mayor, in Westchester, what was your experience with nudity in your childhood home?
Hi, yeah, my mother seemed to be embarrassed when she would change in front of me. That really bothered me. She was always quick to cover up and things like that. That really bothered me growing up. I knew that there was something off about that because I know that it's natural and healthy. And so I'm doing the opposite with my son.
Mayor, I'm sorry, we got such a bad phone connection, but I think you were going to say when you had your son, you wanted to make sure he was comfortable with his body and the bodies are natural, so you're comfortable with nudity in the home in the way that your mother wasn't. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Julia in Palm Springs, which has, I know, clothing optional resorts, so wonderful we hear from you, Julia. What was your family experience with it?
Hi, Larry. I come from an Italian-American background, so nudity within the home is not seen as taboo as it as you know it is here in America. So I grew up with it present, and I don't have children as of yet, but I would most definitely raise my children the same way.
All right. And that was with your dad as well as your mom, so there weren't any cross-gender concerns about nudity even as you got older?
As I got older, my dad actually wasn't present, so I can't.
Okay. Yeah.
Do both genders, but my mother was very free.
All right, Julie, appreciate it. 866-893-KPCC. AJ in West LA says, "I grew up in a Catholic convent where you couldn't even be nude in front of your roommates. One girl would undress, one in the closet, one in the bedroom. It left me terribly ashamed of my body." That's AJ in West Los Angeles. Rob in Glendale. Rob, thanks so much. What was it like when you were a kid?
Thanks, Larry. You know, I like to say that we were naked by necessity. We grew up in a small house outside of Chicago, and we had one bathroom with a shower. So in the morning, all the way through high school, my brother, myself, my dad, and my mom, we'd be hopping in and out of that shower naked as a jailbird in front of each other. One was brushing their teeth, one was going to the bathroom, one was in the shower. So just out of necessity, we were naked pretty much every morning, every school morning. For many years, and I think it just, it was natural, obviously, and it was something that just had to be done because of our living space.
Yeah, it's a practical matter. Rob, I appreciate it. Good to have you with us. Thanks very much. Ashley in Long Beach says, I grew up with sisters and my mother and all of us were really comfortable not having clothes on. My dad made a comment when I was 12 that I should stop being naked in front of him, and it made me really uncomfortable. That's Ashley in Long Beach. Rhonda in Anaheim says, in my Middle Eastern background, there was a lot of shame and guilt in the house. Nudity was not acceptable, and it made such an impact that I changed that with my own child. Bodies are natural, but if you put shame on it, it makes it a shameful thing. And let's talk a final call from Mark in Long Beach. Mark, your experience with nudity in the family household.
Now, we didn't parade around naked, but my mother and father had absolutely no issues with being caught, as you might say, by us being nude. And my mother expressed upon us, because she did not have any daughters, that when she got older, she wanted her sons to be comfortable taking care of her. That included bathing and washing and helping her get to and from the bathroom without having to, any issues behind that. So in that aspect, she made it very comfortable for us to be around her nude, even though all she had was sons.
Mark, and that's such a forward-thinking thing on your mom's part that she would do that. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. That's Mark in Long Beach. Thank you for the terrific calls and comments. I appreciate it very much. So good to have you with us as we talk about your experience with family members being nude in the household growing up or with your family today. Stay tuned. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 10 for the next Air Talk. Film Week will air tomorrow, Wednesday, so you'll be alerted to the long holidays worth of movies. Film Week tomorrow at 11. Have a great afternoon.